It is time for Flotess, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her work on TV as a sports anchor for KEZI, channel 709 on my Comcast system. You can follow up, KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. Like the Packer quarterback, she's actually live from PK Park, covering Oregon Santa Barbara. Let's welcome in Kristen Rogers. KR, how you doing?
Hey, Steve, I'm good. This is weird for me. I'm used to going live on television, not live on radio. But, Ducks just took the 1-0 lead, so they are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was reading that Cole Irvin is pitching today, and we've got a Bieber countering for Santa Barbara, but it's not that one, right?
No, Steve, I do have to say, PK Park is going crazy right now. Ducks just closed out the top of the fourth with a throw to home. They tagged him out at home. UC Santa Barbara was about to score, but no, Ducks still have the 1-0 lead. That was pretty exciting.
That
but
was.
Yes, Bieber.
That's hysterical. Yeah, all of a sudden I was like, I think we might have just lost KR in the volume.
It was a great throw from center field. But Ducks still have that 1-0 lead. Closed out the top of the fourth, now going into the bottom of the fourth. And I have to say, Cole Irvin has looked great all day so far. And I think the biggest issue for the Ducks coming out of facing off against the Redbirds last week is they really just wanted to make sure that their bats could match their pitching. And I think they're hitting pretty well today. They do only have one hit so far that's come from Matt Kroon, who's their third baseman. But, they all look like they're seeing the ball really well. So it should make for a pretty exciting offensive second half of the game, if you will.
So coming into this season, even though the talk was, will the pitching be matched by the hitting? I know you talk to the coaches and the guys, it's very early, but that big three, Irvin, Crook, Peterson, so far pretty satisfied with how they're throwing?
Yeah, they're looking great so far. And the only thing that George said he wished would have happened in the last series was that some of the younger pitchers would have gotten some chances to pitch and get their feet wet a little bit, so we might see that later in this series. But right now, Cole's looking great, they're starting three all lefties. Looks like it's going to be a pretty hard combination to crack this season.
I want to get to my general question of the week as we continue with Kristen Rogers. So I'm a 50-something fighting with what I'm calling the grumps of the NBA, Walt Frazier, Kareem, guys who retired before you were born, you know, even though they're Hall of Famers. So you're a Warriors fan. And so as a knowledgeable voice of this generation, what do you make of it when older guys just seem to want to cut down such a unique player like Curry?
You know, I have to say, I honestly think it's pretty funny because, you know, obviously these players are Hall of Famers and they've done amazing, amazing things. But I feel like if, you know, things that they've brought up of, you know, having too lax of a defense against Curry or, you know, trying to, you know, push him so he's just shooting twos in the game, you know, pushing him from outside that three-point range. But I feel like if a team has had the chance to face the Warriors, they would have done something like that already. So I feel like it's Curry is amazing. I mean, he's so phenomenal, and he does such great things for the sport so far. And I just kind of find it kind of funny because if you could, use that type of tactics against him, I feel like they already would have.
No, that's a good point. I think you're the first one I've heard say that. I want to move to Duck women's hoops. Obviously, they lost both games over the weekend. They got beat in the Pac-12 tournament yesterday, you know, on the heels of the terrible news about Jillian Aline. You got to spend recently time with her mom. You're around the team. And obviously, as a reporter, you're objective and just providing information. But once you get to know her, I mean, personally, just how bad for her did you feel after that injury?
Oh, no, it was horrible. I mean, I saw Jill on Tuesday, the Tuesday that she injured tore her ACL at practice. It was my first time talking to her since my piece on her aired. And, you know, we kind of had a little moment where I was able to, you know, kind of say hi to her, and it was great to see her face to face since the piece aired. And then, you know, seeing the press release later that week that it had happened right after that practice, it was almost like this can't be true because, you know, she's worked so hard and this team as a whole has worked so hard. And just to see, you know, it kind of end like that was really tough. Really tough to see.
Now, I watched you guys Sunday night on KEZI do your Sports Extra Oscar show with Ben and Mike. So all those nominees, all those awards, was it just the three of you that had votes? And maybe what were one or two of the closest races you had to pick?
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you who's in the Academy. It's like the Oscars. You can't say who's in the Academy, right?
I guess not. Without naming names.
Yeah. Some of the hardest decisions definitely were Director of the Year, as we call it, or Coach of the Year. You have some great options there, in, you know, from Dana Altman to, you know, Scott Ruick, who ended up winning it. But that was one of the closest ones. And then we had some interesting ones, like Foreign Film of the Year, or as we say, Player for Another Country. You know, Chris Boucher was up there for a while, obviously. Kind of had to give it to Edward Cezarek for everything that he's done on the track. But, those were some of the hardest ones that we had to decide between this season.
Yeah, that sounded like you guys had an awful lot of fun. And I wasn't looking for any insider information about your balloting. So, obviously, you are here. For folks looking for what you're up to TV-wise, making your way around the community, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, currently, as you mentioned, I am at PK Park, so if people want to come say hi. Other than that, we are... we do not have Round Ball Wrap anymore, which is our Friday night basketball highlights show, just because it's in playoffs. So I will be at some high school games tonight. We'll probably be over at Springfield, Sheldon, and or Merritt. So be sure to come up and say hi. We got some great coverage for you coming this season.
All right. Yep.
This weekend. Excuse me.
I'm going to let you get back to sanity and the game.
And we have a home run.
All right.
Hillcrest, St. Louis. Perfect timing, Steve. Perfect timing.
Nice. So we just got your first delving into play-by-play. So well done there for your reel.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, KR, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, take it easy. So we check in, and she's got to play at the plate to end an inning. And then as she's about to check out, somebody goes yard. Pretty good timing there.